On Tuesday, a Member of Parliament for the opposition Right of Centre Civic Democratic Party gave up his mandate and all his political functions. Vladimir Dolezal is alleged to have asked for an 800,000 crown bribe, that's over $32,000, in return for a promise to clear the way for a construction on municipal plots. He says he is innocent and is only resigning in order not to damage his party ahead of the general elections in mid-June. But Mr. Dolezal is just one of over half a dozen politicians from the two leading parties whose names have recently come up in corruption affairs. Martin Kraus, an MP for the ruling Social Democrats, is alleged to have invested tens of thousands of dollars in a business deal in the West African country of Ghana. So what lies behind these mushrooming corruption scandals in Czech politics? Political commentators say the answer is simple: the upcoming elections. Dita Asiedu spoke to political commentator Jiří Pehe.
Definitely, the upcoming elections are one of the reasons for a growing number of corruption scandals. It is clear that politicians, not being willing to discuss real issues that are important for the country, decided to go for mudslinging. And since the Czech political system is a rather closed system in which politicians from various parties know each other very well, they also know very well of possible engagement of their colleagues in dubious deals and things of that sort. So I think that this is now being publicized and used as political weaponry, and we will see more of it before the elections.
So if these are dirty election campaigns that are used to discredit opposition parties, do you think that they've been effective?
I think that the corruption scandals that have been created by some politicians with the help of the media to smear other politicians have been effective to some extent, but not the way they would be or to the level they would be effective in the West or in developed democracies. If you look at opinion polls, most people believe that Czech politics is really a dirty business and that corruption is widespread among politicians, in fact, among all politicians. And therefore, if one politician is caught, people tend to think, well, it is perhaps good that one corruption case or scandal was uncovered, but on the other hand, we know that other politicians have their hands dirty as well.
So you don't think that this mudslinging, as you called it, would benefit the smaller parties? You don't think that the number of Czechs who would choose to vote for an entirely different party from the two main political parties is significant enough?
I think that there is a problem with credibility. First, a lot of so-called small parties that are now outside the parliament, are not in the parliament, consist of people who in the past were in Czech politics, and they lack credibility to some extent to fight against corruption because in the 90s they were themselves part of the political system. The only party that is in the Czech political system able to point to corruption is unfortunately the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia, because this is a party that in the last 15 years has not been in any government, and now, paradoxically or absurdly, it is a clean party in the eyes of many voters. So I think that if any party will benefit from these various corruption scandals, it will be the Communist Party.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe talking to Dita Asiedu there.